So nowhere, probably better than in the last few weeks, has the kind of 21st century media parallel universe configuration been on display. One universe for the last few weeks focused on the drama of whether Greece would default on its debt. There was a whole other universe focused on the drama in Washington over the debt ceiling negotiations between Republicans and Democrats in the White House. Another focused on Dominique Strauss-Kahn and his sort of problems with the courts in New York and his problems with women all over the world. But perhaps the largest universe, or some would say a black hole of media, was focused on a trial in Florida, the Casey Anthony murder trial. Two not guilty verdicts yesterday afternoon. After deliberating for 10 hours, barely a single full day of deliberation, the jury rejected the prosecution's claim that Casey Anthony suffocated her two-year-old daughter, Kaylee, and dumped her body in a wooded area. Casey was found guilty on some lesser charges of providing false information to investigators. Here to talk about the significance of this trial, what happened yesterday, Anthony Colarossi, senior reporter for the Orlando Sentinel. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to talk to you. And Brian Stelter, media reporter for The New York Times, joins us from New York. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Anthony, describe the scene in the courtroom and just in general, the scene that came to just a huge sort of climax yesterday.
As far as emotions go, I've never seen anything like it. There was, I think, almost a universal anticipation that she was going to be found guilty of one of the more serious charges. And when she was not, the expression on her face, it was joy. It was a sense of freedom and satisfaction. And it looked like she was going to tear off the hands of her attorney. She was holding them so hard, she was squeezing them. And, you know, they all huddled around her after the verdicts were finished being read, and they all cried. I mean, it was just this sobbing, and it was just unbelievable to watch.
And she's been in jail for 3 years. She spent her entire time during the trial in that courtroom. What explains the extreme disparity between the conclusion of the jurors and the almost rabid sense of outrage outside the courtroom and on sort of the cable TV shows that have followed this case, you know, obsessively for all of those 3 years, Anthony Colarossi?
Well, look, I think it has to do a lot with the amount of time that we've had between when the story broke and the case finally went to trial. And we had a great story from the start to work with. There was a missing child, an adorable missing child. We had a young mother, a family with some conflict internally. So there were all these elements of a really compelling story from the very start. Then you add to that her attorney, Jose Baez, who sort of courted the media early on. And then you have Florida's public records laws, which open discovery documents to the media. And we had an inside view of the investigation as it was going over the last 3 years. And all of that, I think, fueled this story.
And everybody got a front row seat precisely because of the way Florida conducts these kinds of trials. Anthony Colarossi, a senior reporter for the Orlando Sentinel, who covered this trial the whole way. Anthony, hold on there for a second. Brian Stelter, you know, it's obviously about a particular crime, and it's not a crime of terribly great significance to everyone in America, particularly all the people who watch this. But like the O.J. trial, this becomes about something else. The O.J. trial became about race and how people view the justice system, whether you're black or white. In some sense, Brian Stelter, perhaps this case is about, you know, the role of a mother, appropriate behavior for women. What do you think?
I think the story was about parenting, it was about motherhood, and it was about family. And this was a very troubled family that we could all look at and frankly judge and compare ourselves to. And I think in a way, it's the reason why we saw such big audiences during the day for this trial. It was like a soap opera. It was like the soap operas that are broadcast during the day on television that appeal to women that, again, want to relate or judge or compare it to their own families. That's why we had more than 1 million people watching during the day on headline news, and that caused other outlets to then cover it more also.
And, I mean, I guess the conversations that I had all day yesterday, you know, is this a sign of, you know, the death force at work that we turn this into a soap opera? Or are there forces at play in society about parenting and family, precisely what you speak of, that this trial advances in some way?
I think it's possible that that people like to have those conversations from time to time about what we think mothers should be and what we think families should be. And I think the big X factor for this trial was that people were talking about it online for the first time in a big way. We haven't had a trial like this that's obsessed the media for several years. This was the first time we've had a trial like that since Twitter and Facebook were significantly popular.
Right.
And the fact that everybody could react in real time, not a few hours later at the dinner table, I think heightened the sense of this being a trial the whole nation was captivated by.
Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partner, The New York Times, on the two not guilty verdicts on the most serious charges in the Casey Anthony murder trial. Anthony Colarossi, so is this the end of an arc for Casey Anthony, or really the beginning? I mean, where does she go now? Play golf with O.J. Simpson down there in Orlando? I mean, what happens next?
Well, that's the story we'll be chasing today. You know, there's a lot of speculation about ways that she will try to and have to make money now that she may be very well heading out of, you know, incarceration. There's talk of interviews on TV. There's talk of book deals. There's also a question of how this family comes back together.
Right.
And whether these four people can function as a normal family after everything that was said and done in court.
Anthony, before we go, I got to ask you this. If you had the first interview with her, what would your question be? Quickly.
My question would be, how do you face your father right now?
Anthony Colarossi followed this the entire way. Senior reporter for the Orlando Sentinel, the not guilty verdicts in the Casey Anthony murder trial. There will be a more courtroom discussion today, possible sentencing for time served, and Casey Anthony may walk out of a courtroom in Orlando, Florida. Thanks, Anthony, and to Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partner, The New York Times.